Earworms are those songs or jingles that get stuck in your head and won't go away. In fact, more than 90% of people experience earworms. Now, three researchers from the University of Arizona are trying to find out why some songs are stuck on metal replay and what purpose they serve. KJZZ's Kathy Ritchie has more.
This Spice Girl song is one of the most pervasive earworms, much to Andrew Lotto's chagrin, one of the researchers studying this nearly universal phenomenon.
I don't understand the magic of Wannabe. I often have parties where I'll DJ a party, and I know at some point in the night if I put Wannabe on, the floor's flooding.
Besides being a part-time DJ, Lotto is an associate professor in speech, language, and hearing sciences. He's collaborating with Dan Cruz and Don Trout. Cruz is a part-time researcher, and Trout is a music theorist. They're using a three-prong approach to study earworms.
So my interest is in the brain and its relationship to sound, how it processes sound. To figure out how that works, why that works, will shed a lot of light on the way our brain deals with sound.
Here's Trout.
I'm interested in the musical properties of the reported earworms and if there are commonalities between the songs that are reported in terms of rhythm or in terms of harmony or the section of the song.
And here's Cruz.
I'm conducting interviews with eventually several dozen people, and I'm asking them to tell me about that experience.
As a starting point, the researchers created a detailed online survey.
How long in each day do they listen to music? How much time do they actively listen? Do they dance?
The team has come up with a few ideas which might explain why a song can be so sticky. Trout calls it short, short, long.
Devil Inside by INXS is another one with the short, short, long. Devil Inside. Devil inside. Every single one of us has the devil inside.
One reason that might show up all the time is because our brain, the processes in our brain, that's the best way to give it information, is short, short, long.
Cruz has another theory.
A lot of what makes music feel good to us emotionally and cognitively is the fact that it creates a certain amount of dissonance or tension rhythmically, harmonically, and then resolves that in a way that allows us to be at rest.
An example of that is Robert Palmer's Simply Irresistible.
The hook is just simply irresistible. What's interesting is the buildup to it. Which is, there's this, the chorus builds up, builds up, builds up, instruments come in, and then there's a pause. And then it kicks it to.
Several hundred people have taken the survey so far. Lee McDonald is one of them. She says she has an earworm almost all the time, and that's why Cruz wants to talk to her.
I think the record that I've had one song that I can clearly say stuck in my head was like 3 weeks.
And that song
and what I'm kind of learning is that everybody has a very unique story to tell.
Like the woman who had an Eagles song stuck in her head for 2 years.
All she could say to me was, I was going through a difficult time, and something about that song, I don't know what it did. It helped her through something she was dealing with.
The most common earworms include current hits like Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars, and oldies like Break On Through by The Doors. Missing from the list, 80 songs.
Almost every time I'm talking about earworms and I have to come up with an example of an earworm, I come up with an 80s song. I mean, it's just, to me, that's stereotypical of what an earworm is.
Lotto says the 80s was a time when music became less artist-driven and record companies hired songwriters who knew how to write something catchy.
Again, that's sort of the cynical viewpoint. The other way of looking at it is the 80s actually figured out what we actually wanted to hear all the time and gave it to us.
And with earworms, they keep on giving. Kathy Ritchie, KJZZ News.